They always say that women are more romantic, that women are the romantic sex. They are not. They are totally not. Men are far more romantic than women. Far and away more romantic. And the fact of the matter is that men's romanticism plays against them so, so badly. You don't believe me? Fine. Let me ask you the following question. You're a guy, right? 97% of my audience are men. You're a guy. How many times have you met some girl? She was really cute. She was really cute. She just, you know, rang all your bells. And you met her maybe once or twice, and you haven't even gone out on a date with her, right? But you project in your imagination this future with her. Oh yeah, that you're gonna have this beautiful romance, and then you're gonna get married after you propose to her on some mountaintop, right, and some crap like that, and you're gonna have 2, 3, maybe even 4 kids with her, and they're gonna be these perfect little angels, right, and you're gonna die in each other's arms after, you know, 70 years of being married together, right, or surrounded by your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. You dream this, right, after having met her once. How many times has this happened to you? Do you know why I'm laughing my supervillain laugh? Because it's happened to me. Yeah, countless times, you know, I've like met some girl and oh, she was so pretty or so smart or so this and that, and instantly it was like this imaginative cornucopia just blossomed in my head, right? And all these possibilities that I could achieve with this woman, right? This perfection that I would, this nirvana that I would achieve with this girl I'd met once. Huh? Yeah, it happened to me, it's happened to every guy, because we are the more romantic sex. And it's interesting to analyze where this is coming from. Oh yeah, I've given this quite a bit of thought, to tell you the truth. And I've come to the following conclusion. You can agree with me or not, but it comes from men's ability to plan into the future. Yeah, because guys are planners. Women are improvisers. They respond to the stimuli that's coming at them second to second. But guys, what do? We plan stuff. We plan into the future. Yeah, we decide, okay, we're going to go out and hunt a woolly mammoth, right? And so we start playing, well, how are we going to hunt the woolly mammoth? Well, we need like 5 guys to go out and hunt it. And the 5 guys have to have spears, and we got to have like maybe a big net, right? And the guys have to be relatively strong, so we go and put together the team, and we go off across the savanna to hunt the woolly mammoth, right? Yeah, that's how we think. We are planners. And it's not just, of course, the woolly mammoth. It's everything in life. We plan stuff. And how can you possibly plan stuff? By imagining it. By imagining the future of that plan, of how it's going to happen. Yeah, because you're thinking to yourself, I want to hunt the woolly mammoth. I want to set up a business. I want to climb Mount Everest. Whatever your objective is, you imagine that objective out in the future. You imagine this picture-perfect thing that you have out there in the future. And you work backwards, figuring, what do I need to achieve this goal that I have? This vision. How do I get to this vision of being on the top of Everest? How do I get to this vision of, you know, having slain the mastodon and having a boatload of meat to eat for the next month or so? How do I get there? And you work your way back and thinking, I need this, 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 and that. And guys, what do we want out of a domestic situation, right? What we want? Kids. We want kids, and we want a nice home. Nothing fancy. We don't want mansions. I mean, very few guys, even extremely ambitious guys, very few guys want like a giant mansion. Oh, no, they don't want that. They want like a little house full of kids with a nice wife. That's all they want. Our ambitions are very modest insofar as what we want romantically, right? And so because they are so modest, they are so achievable. See, you want to reach Mount Everest, you want to reach some incredibly difficult goal. Well, that's a different story altogether. And it takes a lot more work and effort and planning and more serendipity and good luck. And we recognize that. But for something as modest as having, you know, a nice family with a few children and a nice wife, that's such a modest goal. And so because it's such a modest goal, we think that it's, number one, easy to achieve, which is sort of the case. It is kind of easy to achieve. But also, we quickly latch on to anybody who can help us achieve this goal. And that, of course, involves a woman. Yeah, because you want to go out and hunt the mastodon, right? And you need 5 other hunters, right? And they could be anybody. You can go up to five different guys and maybe they turn you down because they're going to go off and hunt the brontosaurus or whatever, right? And so you find some other guys. It doesn't matter. But with having a family, you need a woman. You need the one woman. Yeah. And so every time you come across some girl that might potentially fit the bill, you imagine this possibility of what you want, of what you want in your heart. Because this image that you have in your heart, this goal that you seek insofar as your domestic life, domestic comfort, you have this image in your heart. Often as not, you might not even realize it, but you're dreaming about it and you're thinking about it. Just as you're thinking to yourself that, you know, in the future you want to have a well-paying job that pays you six figures or whatever. You have this goal, whether you articulate it to yourself or not, and you come across some girl who might be the one to do this, and instantly your imagination transports you in the direction of this nirvana, the direction of this image that you have in your heart. And you figure that this is the one, and you realize that it can only be with one. It's not like hunters going off to get a mastodon. You can't just replace them. It has to be the one girl. And that's why you meet some girl and you think, this is the one. This is the one. This is going to be the mother of my children. Oh yeah, I can feel it. I can sense it. Oh yeah, I've met her only one time. The one time we talked for maybe 2 minutes. But oh yeah, she's the one. She's the girl who's going to, you know, be the mother of my children and hold me in her arms when I pass along from this mortal coil at the ripe old age of 80 after, you know, 50 odd years of marriage. This is the one. I know it. I can feel it in my bones. Yes, it's like a sign from God. There goes my supervillain laugh once again. But you see my point. You see what I'm trying to tell you here. See, it's your own desire, your own ambition that makes you romantic. Okay? That's what's going on. Your ambition clouds your judgment and makes you see things that aren't there. More often than not, what happens a lot of times is that, see, you meet some girl, yeah, and she's very attractive or whatever, and you have this vision, this vision of where you see yourself with her, and you become all romantic and fall in love with her, quote unquote. But what happens is that you fail to see the woman that you have in front of you. You fail to see her defects. You fail to see that maybe she has some qualities that you respond to and makes you imagine things, imagine this domestic nirvana that you're seeking, right? But at the same time, she has these defects that you are blind to. And these defects that you are blind to are the reason that it's not going to happen with this girl. Yeah, it happens all the time. I mean, you and I know this, right? It happens all the time. You fall in love with some girl that you barely know. You have all these romantic illusions. And what happens? It turns out that she doesn't want the same things that you do. Or maybe it turns out after a while you realize what a horrible person she is. Oh yeah, she's cute and smart and attractive and all, but she's a horrible person. You wouldn't want her to be the mother of your children. On the contrary. Huh? Yeah, it happens all the time. And that, what does that do to us as men? It makes us feel disappointed. It makes us feel embittered. It makes us feel angry. Angry at women, angry at women as a group, as a species. Angry at the fact that we are failing to find this love of our lives. Yeah, romanticism can make you bitter. Yeah, that's something that guys often don't even realize, but it's the truth. A lot of the most bitter men, the guys who despise women the most, the guys who are frankly misogynist, and I don't say that lightly. You guys know that I think that these calls for misogyny all the time are so much bullshit. But in this case, yeah, these guys who are out and out misogynists, who hate women, right? More often than not, it's out of disappointment. And this disappointment, where does it come from? More often than not, it comes from themselves, see? Because they allowed their imaginations to be fueled by these romantic daydreams. Romantic daydreams that could not be fulfilled by the women that they met, for whatever reason. Maybe the women fell short. Maybe the guy's dreams are just too impossible. They are too impossible and too fairy tale-like to ever happen in the real world. And this fuels bitterness and anger, and often hatred for women. And again, I don't say this lightly. But it's the truth.
Yeah, because there's nothing more bitter than seeing a dream die. You have some dream, whatever it is, some dream of your profession, some dream of your romantic desires, your desires for domesticity, you know, children and wife and nice house and all the rest of it, yeah? And you see this dream die, or you see that every time you try to achieve it, it fails. And so, of course, you're going to become bitter. And of course, you're going to become angry. And this is a tragedy, because it's you who are making yourself bitter by having an illusion that is impossible to achieve. I am a wildly romantic guy. Oh yeah, I have wild romantic daydreams, or I used to at any rate. Now I don't have them, not because I've grown older, but rather because I've learned to control them, okay? These romantic daydreams, these dreams where you meet some girl for 5 minutes and project out into the future things that are really impossible to achieve. Yeah, when I was young, I had those all the time. And a lot of young guys have them all the time. You have to rein them in. You have to control them. You have to be realistic. Because you see, we guys have hope in our hearts. Hope is what drives us forward. We think that the future will be better than today. And it's because of hope, because of this belief that the future will be better than today, that we work and suffer and sacrifice. And many times, most times, things are better in the future. Yeah. And that's the beauty of our civilization, by the way. Our civilization is such at this point that if you truly strive for something, often as not, you will better the situation that you have today. Tomorrow will be better than today. And this is a wonderful thing. This is why we have the civilization that we have. Because everything we see around us, the buildings, the automobiles, the planes in the sky, they all reinforce the same message that tomorrow will be better than today. And so we take this feeling, this notion that tomorrow will be better than today, and we extrapolate it into our romantic and domestic desires. And we look at things unrealistically, impossibly. We think that we are going to experience some sort of domestic nirvana instead of being realistic. I'm not saying that romantic daydreams are out of naivete, which you could think I'm implying. No. It's of being unrealistic. Understanding that a woman, no matter how good the woman, no matter how wonderful and insightful and thoughtful, she will not, how could I put this? She will not be the one to save you. I think that that's ultimately what I'm leading up to in this video. That so many guys think that they will find a woman who will save them. Save them from loneliness, save them from the unhappiness of their lives. But that doesn't happen. A woman can complement your life. She can help you achieve certain things that you might want. But she will not be this saving angel who will come down and raise you up out of the muck of your life. That's just not going to happen. If you think that, if you dream that, you're only setting yourself up for disappointment and misery and sadness and bitterness. Because no woman can do this. I've gone off a little bit on track from this video because I wanted to focus on the issue that men are more romantic than women, but we are. Women don't have these romantic daydreams. I mean, some of them do, but for the most part, most women don't. Most women are just floating through life and they are reacting to the emotions, the inputs, the stimuli of the moment. Yeah, they don't have this ability for this long-term projection. And they do when they're young, but as they get, when I say young, I'm talking, you know, children, 12 years old and whatnot. But as they get older, and also as their lives become more filled with distractions, they lose that ability, or they don't have it the way that guys do. Guys are much more romantic, and romanticism can become a dangerous weapon. It can be the thing that wrecks your life and fills it with bitterness. Don't allow that to happen. Be smart. recognize what a woman can do in your life and recognize what she cannot do, and recognize that a woman that you have met for 5 minutes, she's a stranger. Don't let your hopes and your dreams and desires blind you to whom you have in front of you.